morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you're in the right place. Fantastic broadcast today. We got, of course, at the beginning of the week, we always have a lot of news stories. Yesterday was Father's Day. I belatedly wish all of you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Hope everything went well and you were with your family. And today, later on, Mike Cernovich, dangerandplay.com is his website. I actually went on there this morning, and it was down. I couldn't get it up. I mean, who knows? Google might have shut it down. Yeah, I mean, I don't know the way we're going. He's involved with, of course, the movie Hoaxed. The parts I've seen of it anyway. And his book, Guerrilla Mindset, we'll talk about that. But really, we're going to talk about his interview with Breitbart about Google and what's coming up as far as a lawsuit, a discrimination lawsuit, and what that will mean and the ramifications of it. And he thinks there'll be some pretty, big movement in this case. At least discovery, we will see a lot of things from Google and what they're all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking forward to that, obviously. And also him, you know, he's been in the spotlight really pretty heavy the past few years. How has that changed him? He's a father. What, you know, he's from California. What's going on in California? Have you been to L.A.? Have you seen the, you know, the tents on the sidewalk? I mean, we see pictures. I haven't been there. But, you know, what's his perspective there firsthand, those kind of things.
Like you said earlier, it's not going to end well.
No, you got a growing population living on tents on the sidewalks, people walking by. What could possibly go wrong?
Right behind them are stores. How people are going to count, you know.
Yeah, how are you going to go to the store?
Yeah, without being harassed.
Yes, we'll see. We'll ask him about that. ThePowerHour.com is our main news website. ThePowerMall.com is our sales website, of course, where all the great products we have for you available. ThePowerMall.com. Any questions you have for us, 877-817-9829. That's the show. You can call Power Hour J, talk to her, Catherine, what have you. If you want to call the radio broadcast, call us, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Give us a call whenever. We'll try to get you in. Let's get to news. Uncle Kevin, and Uncle Kevin's here, as always. Welcome, Uncle Kevin.
Another great day in America, and great to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get to the news. This immigration situation is not getting out of hand. It is out of hand.
It's out of hand.
And there is an Ebola outbreak in the Congo, and we're letting very little documented Congolese immigrants fly into our... I mean, it's insane. It's insane.
Yep, totally.
Without testing them, without quarantining them, just that fact alone is ridiculous. Record number of African migrants... they say migrants.
Interlopers.
They're from Africa. That's a migrant. They got on a... Would they swim here?
Yeah.
That's a migrant. They swim.
Good swimmers.
Apparently.
That's a long swim.
Record number of African migrants coming to Mexican border. Rolls of $100 bills with them.
Oh, man. I haven't got my $500,000 from George Soros yet.
No, me neither. Undaunted by a dangerous journey over thousands of miles, people fleeing economic hardships and human rights abuses in African countries are coming to U.S.-Mexican border in unprecedented numbers. Yes, we know. Officials in Texas and Maine are scrambling to absorb the sharp increase in African migrants. They're coming after flying across the Atlantic to South America and then embarking on an often harrowing overland journey. In one recent week, agents in Del Rio sector stopped more than 500 walking in separate groups along the arid land after splashing across the Rio Grande, children in tow. Where are they flying? Where are they just flying to? Do they got a visa?
Who knows?
This whole thing, I don't understand it.
Reeks of criminality.
That's a good... I think you can apply
it. Shadow knows.
Yeah, you can use that word to apply to a lot of things. Reeks of criminality. They do mention that Border Patrol agents, some of them, are concerned about exposure to Ebola. Yeah, you think?
You think? I'd have a hazmat.
If I'm the Border Patrol and I see a bunch of African immigrants,
I'd run the other way.
It's break. Lunch. Going to lunch.
Hop into four wheel and see you later. You know, they don't have the equipment to take care of these people.
Well, who has equipment to take care of them?
I know.
I mean, are you testing them? Are you? I mean, you can't even touch them.
No, you can't even touch them. Exactly.
Crippling blackout hits tens of millions in South America. Of course, we talked about Venezuela and what socialism means. You know, never pay, never mind to the oil.
That's right.
Leaving the country. Yeah. I thought that was
going
hilarious.
Out the back door with the trucks.
Well, every time the power goes out, the trucks double leave. On the street.
Exactly.
On the crippling blackout hits tens of millions in South America. Massive blackout left tens of millions in Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay on Sunday. So this isn't Venezuela anymore.
No.
And the Argentine president called it an unprecedented failure in the country's interconnected power grid. This is weird that those three countries, the article does, of course, this is CBS. They don't tell you anything. Are they linked? Are these power grids linked in all the countries? Are they the same company? Are they what?
Has the CIA been spotted down there? delivering little packages?
Maybe they live in a tent on the sidewalk in the major cities. Earlier yesterday, Argentine voters were forced to cast ballots by the light of cell phones. Oh, here we go. There's elections going
that's
on.
That's what it is.
Public transportation was halted. Shops closed and patients dependent on home medical equipment were urged to go to hospitals with generators. So there you go.
We got to the bottom of that story. Elections are going on, and some funny business. I don't know if it is, but it looks like it.
Hardly a coincidence.
I don't think
coincidence is a strong word.
Yeah.
1 hour before key Iran-Japan talks, quote unquote, professor debunks claims of Tehran role in tanker attacks. Okay, now. This whole situation with Iran, the tanker, and you on the end of last week said it looks more like an insurance scam than an attack.
Yeah.
More probable.
Probable.
Now, here's the situation. The head of Japan was going to Iran to meet with leaders there. The first time in 40 years that Japan had met with leaders from Iran.
Right.
First time in 40 years.
Right.
Okay, so right before that, hours before that meeting happens, Iran sinks a Japanese oil tanker.
Yep.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, not at all.
It's ludicrous, isn't it?
Yeah.
Considering that one of the tankers hit belonged to the Japanese shipping company, the timing makes it, quote, obvious that the Iranians wouldn't be involved in any such thing. And Professor Morandi argued. He said the exact same thing.
I agree. Them having looks like a false flag.
What is this?
I don't know.
Now, you say insurance scam, but it's certainly more than an insurance scam if that's what it is because the way it's been used.
Yeah, absolutely.
What does your boy say?
Which one?
You know who your boy is. You got his watch on your wrist.
Oh, Donald Trump. I haven't heard a word from him. I tried to get a hold of him.
What are you talking about?
No. He's blaming it on
Iran.
Iran, yeah. Well, that's just politics. That's just politics.
Well, they were also gearing up for war because of this. There was a big story about that.
Right.
Doesn't concern you at all.
No. I don't think we're going to war. No, ain't doing it. We might shoot a little couple useless missiles somewhere.
All right.
Testing your Raytheon's new missiles.
Here's another story to go right along with this. And all this seems, you know, I can guess, I can speculate, but this seems, all these stories altogether seem awful weird. Iran to surpass uranium stockpile limits within days.
Supposedly, they got those centrifuges spinning 24 hours a day, and a lot of them.
The spokesperson for Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, I can't even pronounce his name, but Mr. Kamal Vandi, said today that Iran would reach the allowed limit sometime later this month. Quote, we will go further from that ceiling. Not only that, but we will also increase production drastically after we pass that limit. I mean, they're just basically spitting in the face of that agreement.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
That means they don't give a rat's butt about us.
about this agreement.
Yeah.
Do you see this as a ploy? Do you think America and Iran's working together on this to come up with a new unilateral agreement between just
them? There's a very good chance. Yeah.
So this is not.
I'm not a big doom and gloom guy over there because Trump is tired of war. Everybody's tired of war.
Well, what can possibly come good, even for the Jews, even for Israel over there? They don't know how things will go. You like that fuse? How's that going to go?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Do you think it's very possible that this is a ploy to break the old agreement and then to create new agreements between America and Iran?
Just like that false flag on the tanker. No hoses were on that fire, and it burnt for hours and hours and hours. If you have a fire in a boat out in the ocean, what's the first thing that you do?
Evacuate.
Yeah.
I guess it depends how big it is.
Especially if it's full up with explosives.
Oil. Yeah, full of oil. I guess it depends how big it is.
How
crazy
is that story? Nobody brought out the hoses and put water on it.
Well, and wasn't there also a report that they didn't, SOS report for hours later also?
Yeah. I mean, you're sitting on a 4 billion gallon bomb.
Yeah. It could burn for weeks.
Yeah.
This thing could light and burn for weeks.
Or blow up. And you don't, crazy. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy.
They didn't call for SOS.
No, they did
immediately.
Not.
It took hours.
They did not pour water on it.
And they did not. The videos show that there weren't.
There weren't no hoses on it.
I trust these videos less and less and less because they can make anything look like anything nowadays.
Did you read that article about
that? Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there's a big article about basically they can take any video.
Anything.
And they can get you to say anything.
Anything. Anything and look real.
What's that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? What was that movie?
Eraser?
No. Oh. The one with the Richard Dawson from Family Feud.
Oh, Running Man.
Running Man.
Ooh, I liked that movie. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good movie. But in that movie, they just doctored
the videos any way they
wanted to. Mm-hmm. Yahoo Japan. You know, we talk a lot about China's social credit score.
Mm-hmm.
This is in the society, but now Japan, Yahoo Japan, on the internet, is under fire for its Chinese-like rating system. So what you search and what you do online, now Yahoo's going to rate you individually.
It's coming, and it's bad. It is bad.
Quote, we are aware of the opinions on social media, the company said. We regret causing any concerns and will work to improve our communication around the issue. So what does that mean? They're going to tell us? Well, basically, we did not tell you we're rating you, but we're rating you.
We're rating you.
There you go.
And we're rating your bank account.
We communicated.
And we know you have six of them, and we're taking all of them.
We communicated with you. Communication is complete.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Stay calm. Why are you upset?
What is that computer on Space Odyssey?
Hal, Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Why are you upset? Are you upset?
That was a good movie.
The rise of mass knife attacks around the world shows the problem isn't guns, it's people, out of Zero Hedge. Pretty big article out of Zero Hedge about all the knife attacks recently over the last couple, 3 years.
Yeah, they got a lot of knife attacks, too. They're thinking about taking away steak knives.
Well, they don't have guns there in London, but there's more murders in London than New York.
Right, exactly.
So explain that.
Oh, yeah. Can't.
I guess it's just the knives.
Mm-hmm. It has to be.
Well, we got to have knife control. We got to have knife control. Yeah. This is lunacy.
Lunacy.
Did I ever tell you about the knife I got through TSA? I didn't realize I had a knife on my bag, check bag, or not check bag, the one I brought carried on to a plane.
No,
went right through TSA, a knife. I could have murdered like 30 people with that knife.
Probably took the plane over.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that in light of this story. Not that I'd ever do that, but this is. But they want guns.
We're gonna get a knock from TSA here for a second.
Yeah. How dare
retroactively?
Yeah. Retroactively.
Locking you up.
Yeah. You're arrested. here's a little thing I found on Facebook, or my wife found, and then sent it to me. In 2017, 264 Americans were killed by rifles. 264. You know, they scream about, you know, assault rifles. They're not assault rifles because
they're not automatic.
Despite what Obama says, you can't go to the internet and buy a machine gun.
No, you cannot.
I'd like to know where that website is because I would certainly love a machine gun. Yes, that'd be awesome.
Exactly.
264 Americans were killed by rifles in 2017. 4,000 plus were killed by illegal immigrants.
Okay.
4,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
4,000 that shouldn't have been.
16 times, or actually more, but about 16 times more deadly than rifles were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Illegal aliens were 16 times. So you want to ban rifles, why don't you want to ban illegal aliens?
I do.
I do too. Or at least, well, legal ones, let's stop them. Let's have a lawful process here. 70 plus thousand were killed by opiates.
Oh, yeah, I know that's out of control.
How many by abortions do you think?
Last year?
No, 2017. Well, 2017.
700,000.
No, not near. 218 plus thousand. Oh. I don't know about that number. That seems a little seems a little low.
It does.
218,000 were killed by abortions, and people think guns are the biggest problem. That's weird. Pakistani minister. There was a live press conference. And have you seen those cat filters where you can take a video and put cat ears on people, or you put all kind of, they got all kind of dog, whatever. Mm-hmm. They got all kind of different funny things. Well, the middle of this live press conference, somehow somebody had this cat filter on the Pakistani, prime minister, and he had cat ears during his live conference. I don't know why I would say that story, but I thought that was hilarious. It's in the news. There's a picture of him. He looks very feline oriented. Joyce would appreciate it. She had
a lot of cats.
She had, I think, 11 or 12 when she died.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Sister 10 cats. Who used to call her Sister 10 cats? But it wasn't Sister 10 cats. It was more like Sister 11 cats.
Yeah.
Ecuador is now allowing U.S. military planes to use Galapagos Island airfield.
Next, they'll be blowing up all the critters.
All
there.
The turtles.
Yeah.
Darwin.
What would
Darwin say?
What are those lizards there? What were they called?
I don't know. The Galapagos turtles is all I remember.
No, they're big lizards. They're like prehistoric.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah,
the pictures. I don't know the name.
Yeah.
The turtles. I remember the turtles. Mm-hmm. What's the reason they're going to let them? Do you know what the reason is?
Money. $1 billion.
The public reason they're telling people that they're letting them do this. Not the real reason. how foolish of you to think we're talking about the real reason.
Humanitarian reasons.
To fight drug trafficking. To quote-unquote fight drug trafficking.
I didn't know those critters took drugs over there.
They put loads of marijuana on the back of those turtles and they sail them. They float. Okay, moving on. Let's go to a happier place in the world, Israel. The happiest place on the earth, right? Israel announces new Golan Heights settlement, and they're going to name it Trump Heights.
But why not? Why not? He changed the... what'd he change over there?
You know, more than just about anything, that tells me that Donald Trump's going to get reelected.
Yeah.
Because Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a new settlement named after his quote-unquote great friend,
awesome.
Donald Trump. Beijing says U.S. legalization of marijuana is a threat to China. How could that be?
I guess they remembered the other drug problem they had in the 1800s.
Oh, with the opium.
Yeah.
Well, China's a big manufacturer of the opioids.
Yeah, the fentanyl. That stuff's
again, the real reason and the public reason. Mm-hmm. There's a real reason and a public reason. Let's go to the public reason. In 2 years, we have found increase in cannabis traffic from North America to China.
Hmm. Didn't know that.
So that's what they're saying.
I thought they grew their own. Yeah.
I think that's the public reason.
Okay.
The real reason is we're selling all this fentanyl. We can't have you on using hemp products when we need to sell our opioids.
That's true.
So it turned around the drug wars, the opium wars of the 1800s. China now wants to turn that back around on America.
Yeah, and doing a good job of it, too.
China is harvesting organs from detainees, and the tribunal concludes. An independent tribunal sitting in London has concluded that the killing of detainees in China for organ transplants is continuing, and victims include imprisoned followers of the Falun Gong movement.
That's true. I read something horrible yesterday about
We've been talking about this for years.
Yeah.
Who's the guy? I can't remember.
They hold them down.
Don't tell me. I don't even want to talk about it. The conclusion shows that very many people have died indescribably hideous deaths for no reason, that more may suffer in similar ways, and that all of us live on a planet where extreme wickedness may be found in the power of those, for the time being, running a country with one of the oldest civilizations known to modern man. There's the kind.
The kind.
Chinese.
Commies.
The Falun Gong, the persecution of the group began in 1999 after tens of millions of followers just came up and flocked to this, and the Communist Party saw it as a threat. And so one of the things they did was start taking organs from them. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're tying down people down and taking the organs from them, period.
With no pain medicine.
Do you think this is mean anything, this story, that this group came out with this report?
They're trying to bring awareness to it, you know.
Do you think China will do anything?
Nothing, no. They'll just take more. The demand is so much, so this is a big, big, big industry, so they don't care.
All right, this is on the, I don't believe this in a million years, but let's read the story.
All right.
New poll shows Trump trailing Biden and four other Democrats.
You mean Sleepy Joe, who can't get out of his own way?
And four other Democrats, not just Biden.
In Beto or Beto or what? the moron down south?
The Fox poll, this is Fox,
yeah.
Bought by Disney.
Really,
so recently bought by Disney. Showed Biden leading Trump 49-39%, trailing Sanders 49-40%.
The commie.
And Elizabeth Warren. It says Elizabeth Warren is beating Trump, and Kamala Harris is beating.
Oh, Pocahontas is in there, too?
There's the music. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side, thepowerhour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Later this week, Perrier is going to come on, of course, talk about bentonite clay. I got a spider bite the other day. I think it was a spider. I'm not really sure what it was, but it was feeling weird. It was looking weird. I didn't know what to do, except I remembered my clay. Put my clay right on it, Band-Aid next day. Boom. Almost gone. Unbelievable stuff.
That stuff is amazing. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I got some teeth problems, and it takes it away just like that.
It takes away the pain or takes away?
Pain, yep. Mm-hmm.
Really?
It takes a couple hours, but the pain's gone. Sucks it right out or whatever it does. I don't know what it does.
Inflammation or whatever.
Inflammation or whatever. It's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful product.
Well, clay's on sale, the pound and the 4 pound. This is one of those things you just have to have, especially for emergencies or, you know, any kind of prolonged situation, disaster situation. You need clay. No question. Silver Botanicals, the deodorants, the refills, the roll-on, the spray-on, and the mouthwash and bedding spray, all on sale over at the Power Mall. Excuse me. Jeez, easy for me to say, right? Willard Water Dark, 16 ounces on sale. The Inca Protein Powder on sale also. The Topperson, we do still have a Topperson 20% off. We have a bunch of those that, I don't know, we just never talked about the Fibro Cream. And so take advantage of the Fibro Cream. We had Lou Paradise on the other day, and the Fibro Cream, ladies and gentlemen, people, they get relief with this.
They do.
And it really makes a difference.
I got a couple sore spots on me. I use that stuff.
So if you have fibromyalgia or you get some kind of arthritis or whatever, try that Topperson.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. So that's on sale
it
also.
It works for you fine.
Over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Also, we had Catherine wanted me to remind you. Ladies and gentlemen, look, if you aren't happy with the product or you want to return something or whatever the reason, we'll happily take a return within so many days. You know, it says on the website. What happened here a few days ago is we didn't know about the return. They sent it. They sent in the envelope. It got ruined when it came back. Now we got a product that's ruined. It just created a disaster. You have to tell us, and it says this on our website, you have to tell us when you want to return something. You have to call and make arrangements so you make sure that's in the right packaging and all those things. So please, if you want to return something, please just call us and or email CatherinePowerMall@PowerHourNation.com, PowerMall@PowerHourNation.com, and then we can go from there. But you got to let us know, ladies and gentlemen. 877-817-9829. And if you want to buy products, thepowermall.com, same number.
I was wondering when you could slip that in.
Yes, all the products on sale. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your cooperation, for everything. If you want to call the show live, 844-769-2944. If you want to listen by telephone, 701-300-5252. That's 701-300-5252. Or podcast by phone on TalkStream Live. That's another way to listen to the show. TalkStreamLive.com. 641-793-9840. And stay tuned next about a half hour from now. We'll have Mike Cernovich on, so it's looking forward to having Mike on.
Yeah,
talk about
we
this
like
Google
him.
Case.
Yeah, we like him.
Absolutely. Getting back to the news, there's an interesting article out of Ron Paul's deal. Trump campaign. Cutting ties. Well, this is before this article. I'll get to it. Before the break, we talked about the article that Trump is trailing Biden and four Democrats in polls. So in a head-to-head poll, Trump is behind Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I mean, does anybody believe this? I mean, it's the same thing. You know, he had a 1% chance of beating Hillary Clinton. Remember Huffington Post saying that the week of the election?
Yeah, I was watching Sleepy Joe on stage yesterday. He could barely get off it.
I don't know.
He couldn't beat the dog catcher.
Well, he has a Democratic machine behind him. Trump campaign cutting ties with pollster after internal numbers are leaked. President Donald Trump's reelection campaign is cutting ties with some of its own pollsters after leaked internal polling showed the president trailing Joe Biden, among others.
Why would he? Why would he hire him?
A separate person close to the reelection team confirmed this and in response to the leaks, but did not elaborate on which pollsters would be let go. I think it's more like
90% of them.
Where are you getting these ridiculous numbers?
Yeah.
What planet?
They oversample Democrats. That's how they get them.
Right. Where are you getting these that Trump is 10 points behind? It's not like it's close. It's like
right.
10 points behind.
It's just nonsense.
Anticipation builds for final Supreme Court rulings. You know, I don't know everybody else out there, but me personally, there's a couple key issues that I want clarification on that abortion's one of them. Some of these, there are some major gun questions that they could take if they wanted to take.
Mm-hmm. Did it say the cases?
Well, one of them is on the census. Can you add a question of your immigration status on the census? Well, right. Ginsburg was supposedly had a comment. I don't know if she's even alive. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
if it's her body double, who knows?
She looked 20 years younger last time I seen her.
Well, it's amazing what a stroke will do for you.
That's right.
makes you 20 years younger.
And she got rid of that mustache problem, too. Wow.
Yeah, she's looks like a new person. Anyway, she's complaining that that the balance of power, so to speak, in the Supreme Court has changed with Kavanaugh. That Kennedy leaving and Kavanaugh coming on has made it much more conservative. Well, we'll see.
Love it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Conservative meaning what?
That doesn't mean nothing.
Does that mean?
Yeah, it
means it mean constitutional? Let's talk about that.
Right.
When you can talk about constitutional.
When push comes to shove and a big case gets in front of them, somehow it seems to slip away from the conservatives.
Just some magical way.
Mm-hmm.
Roberts Obamacare.
Rewrites Obamacare. It wasn't his job to rewrite everything. He was supposed to rule on it, not take the thing out and spend a week and rewrite it.
The administration is eager for the court to hear cases challenging the end of DACA also. So that's one of the big cases. And, I want them to clarify this whole cake baking situation. And
yeah, done with it instead of putting these people in harm's way.
Right. So that same baker in Colorado last week, remember the story?
Yeah.
Another lawsuit.
Another lawsuit.
It's ridiculous.
Same dang thing.
If Trump campaigned on his current policies, would he have even made it out of the primaries? This is from Ron Paul Liberty Report.
I'm sort of sick of Ron Paul. I used to love Ron Paul.
What? Why? Because he's bad questioning your man?
He's done a lot of questionable things over the last few years. He had a big opportunity to put his might behind Trump, and he didn't do it.
Well, maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe he doesn't like.
Does he like the country?
Maybe he thinks he's a turncoat.
Well, Hillary would have been better.
Well, two wrongs don't make a right, Kev. I mean, I'm not speaking for. I'm just putting. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just putting things out there.
I turned sour on Ron Paul.
Well, I would agree with you. I have to believe that if Trump said, you know, Donald, I'd like to meet with you, and then said, you know, these two or three things are important to me. Mm-hmm. I would like to help you push these through and help you campaign for this throughout the country and push this through. I have to believe that Donald Trump would have been open to.
Yeah, I think he would have.
That.
Yep. And he didn't do it.
That's what disappoints me about him is that,
right.
You know, he's critical of the Fed. Well, Donald Trump's
critical
hugely
too.
Critical of the
together.
Fed. Right. The one you worked together on the
ally.
Fed.
I mean, whatever, you know.
You know, there's
work
two
on
or
your strengths.
Right.
Not your differences.
Right. There's two or three issues that they could have got together on.
And I think they could have made a big difference.
Yes. And it would have helped both of them.
And Ron Paul didn't want any part of them.
It would have helped both of them.
It would have.
Not just.
I agree.
Peter Schiff in this article, how much stimulus does Donald Trump need? We're spending more than ever before at the government. You know, spending's up more than ever.
Oh, yeah.
Our deficit is up more than ever. Would anybody have really voted for Trump if his prescription for Make America Great was making the government bigger again? No, probably not. If he was for GMO, streamlining of the GMO regulations, if he would have said everybody needs to get their vaccines, everybody needs to get their shots.
I don't think he'd be elected if he would have said that.
Does none of this worry you?
Concerns me a little bit.
Yes, in what way?
It. That's about it. It concerns. It's in the back of my head. You know, a little bug back there.
So do you? Do you have confidence that
yes.
he is?
In the big picture, down the road, everything is going to work out. Wham.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the story. Let's make sure you wind your watch before the show's
he
over.
Said 28 days.
till what's 28 days until when?
Arrests.
You think there's going to be 28 days and people
are. That's what the watch
says. That's what the watch says. Okay. We're going to count this down.
Okay.
We're going to count this. I'm going to remember this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remind us of that. 28 days.
If not, I'm going to have to send it back to the jeweler and get a cleaning.
This is Michael Snyder. Excuse me, from economiccollapseblog.com. Earth is moving toward the same meteor swarm that scientists believe caused the Tunguska explosion of 1908.
Ooh.
So over the next several weeks, our planet will have a close encounter with the Taurid meteor swarm. It will be the closest that we have been to the center since 1975 and won't be this close again to 2032. So for astronomers, this is a really big deal.
Are we getting near the asteroid belt? What is he talking about?
The meteor swarm. There's a big meteor storm.
So that's different than the asteroid belt.
And, well, some scientists are absolutely convinced that the Tunguska explosion of 1908, which flattened 80 million trees in Russia, was caused by an object from this meteor swarm.
I got it.
So a huge meteor came in and actually hit slid.
At 45 degrees and blew up.
It blew up part of Russia and
man,
a bunch of trees.
I saw the pictures. It was devastated. Devastated.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So could that happen again? That's the question.
Yeah, absolutely it could happen again.
Again, from Michael Snyder, it's a disaster like I've never seen before, quote-unquote. 2019 could be the worst year ever for U.S. corn farmers.
Oh, yeah. Lots of their fields are underwater still. Underwater.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may want to get some new man of food.
I'm telling you, be prepared. Just be prepared.
Here's somebody typical of the situation. James McCune, a farmer from Illinois, he was unable to plant 85% of his intended corn acres.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Illinois, not even Iowa, where
my friend in Kentucky said there's only 2% planted around her. 2% in the ground.
2%.
2%.
Wow. Wow. Everybody's so down in the dumps. McCune says, yeah, I'd be down in the dumps too. What's that? I mean, we hear stories like this. I mean, this has got to have a major effect on the price of food.
It's going to have.
I mean, I just can't see how it's
not. The
government
doesn't have silos of wheat anymore, silos of corn like they used to have when I was a kid. When we were growing up, we were taught that in school, that the our government was always prepared if there was a a crisis or a fire or whatever it was, we wouldn't run out of food because it's all stored in big grain silos. Not anymore.
Mm. Police, you know those private doorbells? You got a doorbell and it takes a picture of whoever's there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, police are now subpoenaing and knocking on the door and want to have those recordings of people for different crimes, or maybe across the street they saw something. So if you have one of those, maybe the police will want your footage.
What for? People stealing packages?
Well, anything. You know, you can have one of those. It can have a view of two or three houses across the street, right, or somebody passing the street, or anything. AI surveillance of shoppers, Walmart's newest tool to grab your data. Walmart experiments on shoppers. Walmart's conducting a behavioral science experiment on Long Island shoppers. For example, calls the store a lab, and concedes that the purpose is to test technology in a real-world environment.
So Walmart, let me get this right. So Walmart will let you steal food and shoplift. They'll let you do that, but they'll steal your in return. They'll steal your data. Is that basically what's going on?
That's one way to look at it, I would imagine. Walmart wants customer data to see how and why people buy merchandise. So this is their. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't even go into exactly what they're doing, but they're using AI. I mean, are they using brain scanning technology? Mm-hmm. Who knows what they're using? I don't know. Weird story. Amazon, shocking new invention. Amazon is selling a bracelet that gives you an electric zap.
Hmm. For what? If you're in school, wake you up?
I don't know. So if you're like smoking or something, it gives you a zap, or, you know.
Pavlov's dog.
Right. So now if you search internet sites that they don't like, zap.
Yeah.
You're on thepowerhour.com, zap.
Yeah. Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Yeah. Full strawberry moon to take over the sky last night. If you go outside and look at the sky, it looks like a strawberry moon. It happens every June. It was named by the Algonquin tribes of the northern United States because it was their signal to harvest strawberries.
Wasn't the Algonquins the ones that had the Constitution?
Well, the seven tribes.
Yeah.
The seven tribes had
they were one of them, right?
Yeah, they were part of them, yes. I believe that's true. Liberal movie critic slams Secret Life of Pets for praising marriage. So, The Life of Pets. My children wanted to go see this. We did go see this. My wife wants to go out of the house every so often.
Mm-hmm.
We have the baby. And, that's almost impossible to go anywhere. But it worked out fine. We went and saw Life of Pets. Okay, in this movie, it was cute. It was great. You know, but for a kid movie, for an adult, all you're hoping is to be semi-entertained, and there's no social justice nonsense, and there's no vulgar things or whatever. You're like, great.
Perfect.
And it's perfect, right? There's all of those things above. Well, in the movie, you know, the one main character, dog, has a girlfriend, you know, and they want to talk about getting married, you know, real normal. The one dog goes to the farm and then learns from a real... toxic masculinity, masculine dog learns how to be a dog and how to lead and how to, avert danger and be courageous and all those things.
Right.
Well, all these things have really set some of these film critics off. toxic masculinity and
There's no such thing as toxic masculinity.
And here's a word for you, the word of the day.
All right.
Heteronormativity.
Lord. These people are out of their friggin' mind. Just out of their mind.
That's the word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Heteronormativity. So this movie is full of heteronormativity.
Well, we got Jordan Peterson on here. We'll give him that question. He'll go nuts.
Life of Pets 2 makes no attempt at diversifying the notion of what a family is today. It makes heterosexuality normal. Well, I'll be. Oh, my gosh. It unbelievable. A kid's movie that makes mom and dad and man and woman and a man leading a family and a woman raising children. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Call the police.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Another movie story. I don't know if this is a good or bad story, but I think it's interesting. Movies have a lot to do with our culture. Men in Black. There's a Men in Black International, kind of a new spin on the old.
First one I liked a lot.
Yeah, with Tommy Lee and Jones. The sequels are slumping. They're not meeting projections. You know, all these movies, they're not meeting projections. Hollywood is not meeting their projections. And the audience is not really liking the movies.
That's because they put all that social justice into it.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I think it's interesting.
Those new comics that come out that are having heroes are doing very, very well.
How the internet is affecting the human brain, multitasking and relying on Google to jog our memories is impacting our concentration and social skills. I know when I got a cell phone, you know, with a cell phone, you just put a phone number in there and then you go,
You don't have to remember it.
Click Uncle Kevin, and I'll go right to Uncle Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, before that, I would remember numbers like crazy. Right. I was all the time remembering numbers, and I just knew the important numbers were numbers that I needed. I just knew them.
Right.
And now I've noticed that I've tried to start going back to them.
It's gone.
Well, I've tried to go back to that, not put them in the phone
I got it.
So that I can just go back to that, just to kind of help my brain. Because it does. It makes it so your brain doesn't work that way anymore. Magnesium is a cornerstone mineral for health. Why? Mercola, there's a great article. It's required for the activation of vitamin D, and deficiency may increase your risk of anxiety, depression, heart disease, migraines, osteoporosis, and more. Statistics show, and I think this number is very low, that at least 50% of the American population are deficient in magnesium.
And restless leg syndrome.
Yeah, you need magnesium for that to calm down. We sell a great, Martin Patel is the magnesium oil, grown by nature, the magnesium, the multivitamin in that, and also the, Mother Earth minerals. Three fantastic ways to get magnesium we have over at the Power Mall. Very good sources.
Yeah.
My wife did not
believe me when I told her that, and I made her put her feet out and, sprayed her with that magnesium. And she had restless leg syndrome. And, ever since then, every night she'd come out and put her feet out so I could spray them.
Are you taking pharmaceutical drugs, prescriptions, what have you? Most people are in America, or I don't know what the percentage is. Over a certain age, it's certainly the majority. Pharmaceuticals deplete your body of magnesium.
Oh.
So if you're taking pharmaceuticals, make sure that you get extra.
There you go.
ADHD, not in French children. Here's why. Attention deficit or ADHD is characterized, blah, blah, blah. The psychosocial approach versus the pharmaceutical approach. Clinical psychiatrists in the U.S. consider ADHD a biological disorder, so the preferred treatment is psychostimulants, i.e. Ritalin.
Right.
Or Speed or whatever.
Yeah.
The French psychiatrists use their own system called the French Classification for Child and Adolescent Mental Disorders. That's a big name. And they use something totally different, and they diagnose different, and they treat different without pharmaceuticals.
I would have to say it's a lot better than the way we treat it.
Well, anything's got to be different. Anything's got to be better.
It's not good giving kids speed.
Well, that's what Ritalin is.
Yeah, I know. It's a derivative.
We got Cernovich coming on here in about 10 minutes or so. We got a couple minutes before the hour. I know you had a couple stories, the one out of L.A., and I'm going to ask Mike about this when he comes on.
All right. Wealthy elites and mayors freak out as homeless hordes take over the West Coast neighborhoods. This is from the Michael Snyder again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like him. The elites are very tolerant.
I hate that word elite, by the way.
Long. She had him arrested.
I wonder if they're from the Congo.
No, this is before that invasion. I think these were Mexicans or something like that. More than 500,000 people will sleep on the streets in the city tonight.
500,000?
500,000. Yeah.
In one city, in L.A.
Yeah.
500,000?
500,000. Have you seen the pictures of
Half a million.
There was tents from one, you know, from one light down to the next light. You know, you had to like weave in and out of the tents, and it looked, the pictures looked like it kept on going for blocks and blocks and blocks.
You thought they were camping out for concert tickets, or something.
Yeah, or something.
But they weren't. They were.
No.
This is where they live.
This is where they live. Needles on the ground, you know, on the sidewalk.
Oh my God.
You know.
How can you even
on the sidewalk, which they would just, take a hose and squirt it down into the sewer. Just a nightmare and just a
societal and a health nightmare.
Health nightmare. Just a health nightmare.
Both.
I mean, you just, and like we said before, in LA, they're taking out the rugs in the buildings where people work at because the rats go to the bathroom on them. You know?
Yeah, that leads to disease.
Yeah, leads to disease.
Anything more in this article I have not been to L.A. In a while. It's been a long time since I've been to L.A. Maybe it's going to be like even longer.
I wouldn't go there.
After hearing that story.
I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't go to Texas with those people with Ebola either.
Well, they're moving them all around the country.
They are.
This is so...
They're bussing them in.
I am mad at Trump. If you want to know there's several things I'm happy about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to know what I'm most mad about Trump.
Me too. I agree.
It's his border.
This border stuff.
This is ridiculous. He could stop this tomorrow.
He's endangering a lot of people. A lot of people. So.
There's the music. Ladies and gentlemen, so good to be with you. Glad that you joined us for the last call.
Dr. Drew predicts a epidemic in...
Why wouldn't there be a feces in Stay tuned. PowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-